In looking at these threats to the Great Lakes, almost everyone we surveyed agreed the worst threat was alien invasive species. Shipping goods in and out of the Great Lakes has helped build the major cities on the lakes, but shipping from foreign ports has brought in unwanted pests. Zebra mussels are probably the most infamous, but there are more than 160 aquatic species that have invaded the lakes and changed them, almost always for the worse. So why can't we keep them out? Well, let's say I import widgets. I've been getting widgets from somewhere in Asia, but I found I could get widgets from an Eastern European company for a dollar a widget cheaper. The factory there can ship them directly to my warehouse in Great Lakes City, USA, by ship across the Atlantic and into the Great Lakes. Pretty good deal. I get good widgets, the shipping costs are cheaper, my profits go up, and it means cheaper widgets at the retail level. Everybody wins, right? Well, the ship that brought the widgets also brought an alien invasive species that stowed away in the ship's ballast. A critter that's native to Eastern European waters is now wreaking havoc on the Great Lakes ecosystem. Aquatic alien invasive species that have invaded the Great Lakes now cost the economy an estimated $5 billion a year. $5 billion of what's considered biological pollution. So, who's paying the price? Cameron Davis is with the environmental group Alliance for the Great Lakes.
Unfortunately, in most instances, who pays for those hidden costs are you and me. We pay for our water agencies to have to clean zebra mussels out of their pipes. We pay our agencies through taxes to have to keep Asian carp out of the Chicago River. We pay through our taxes in any number of ways to try to fight these invaders.
So, right now, taxpayers and utility ratepayers, even those who never bought a widget and never will, are paying the price. Davis says that's just not right.
One of the things we need to do is make sure that those ships are paying full cost for everything that they bring. Not just the widgets, but the stowaways like the zebra mussels, things like that, that they have on board.
So why target the ships? Dennis Shornack chairs the U.S. sector of the International Joint Commission. The IJC is a binational agency that monitors a water quality agreement between the U.S. and Canada. Shornack says that's the way it usually works. The polluters pay.
The cost of the impact of these unwanted creatures is something that's not baked into the price charged for the widgets. So somewhere that external cost needs to be captured back into the price. The ship owners themselves are the likely target to pay for this through a permitting fee, which, of course, they will pass on to their customers, the people who made the widgets.
So all of us who buy widgets end up paying a little more. But paying permits and fees could cost the shippers more than they can afford. George Cooper is with the Council of Great Lakes Industries. Cooper says he understands the first impulse is to make the shippers pay.
The problem with that, of course, is that the shippers are already close to non-economic as a method of transportation, which puts us right up against an environmental challenge because shipping is by far the most environmentally unintrusive method of moving large amounts of materials.
Cooper says using other methods of transportation such as trains or trucks to move that cargo to the Great Lakes region from East Coast ports might burn more fuel and cause more pollution. But of all the shipping on the Great Lakes, only 6% of the tonnage is carried on ocean-going vessels. The rest is transported on Great Lakes carriers that never leave the lakes and don't bring in new invasives. So the question is this. Is that 6% of cargo worth the damage that aquatic invasive species cost each year? Many experts say there is a fairly simple answer to all of this. Technology is available for cargo ships to eliminate invasives from their ballast tanks. Requiring those ships to use that technology would likely add some cost to every widget, but supporters of the idea say it would greatly reduce the environmental cost to the lakes. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.